GNN, always keep in mind that everything should be considered rumor. Source, Judy Note, Judy Byington, judybyington.com. Judy Disclaimer, please be aware that I report the news as I find it. Try to credit articles with their original author and am not responsible for content. Information in the posts or articles from social media sites that I quote may or may not be true. I report this information for educational or entertainment purposes only and not as fact. I encourage you to do your own research and make up your own mind as to what is happening in this great war of good against evil. Over. Restored Republic via a GCR update as of Tuesday, June 16, 2026. Home, Judy Byington, judybyington.com. EBS and martial law alert. World's largest military sting operation underway, doing mass arrests in over 32 countries. 10 to 12 day blackout soon to change over to a new republic. New gold/asset-backed economy. New legal system under common law. New Heath system under medbeds. New political system. New education system. A free quantum space Q phone will be provided to all people on Earth to be used for free internet connectivity, texting, calling, banking, voting and much more. Tier 4B ISO 20022 on Telegram. Judy Note, urgent, EBS alert, 10 to 12 day blackout and martial law phase could start tonight, Monday, June 15, 2026. According to martial law on Telegram, EBS protocols were engaged around 7 p.m. on Monday 15th of June and the clock would strike on the old world at midnight. If not, other sources say the EBS could go off Wednesday 17th of June or Thursday 18th of June. Whatever happens, you are advised to prepare your homes for the coming 10 days of darkness guided by EBS broadcasts. Stay indoors when called. Breaking. Elite panic as QFS overrides final controls and Nizara/Jazara activates worldwide. Cell broadcast push incoming. Stay home, stay calm, stay in prayer. Starlink will carry the truth documentaries, World Economic Forum crimes, biolabs, election fraud, child rescue operations, elite tribunals.
Over 500,000 SC network members in custody worldwide. Raids hit Rome, Amsterdam, Brussels, London, DC last night, Sunday, June 14, 2026. Everything that happened publicly yesterday, June 14, 2026, UFC Freedom 250, represented, for many observers, the symbolic end of the former maritime law system under SC occult rule, and the beginning of a republic under the new American order and the law of the land.
Ezra Cohen on Telegram. What the mainstream media was not reporting. How close we were to being obliterated in a nuclear war with Iran. U.S. strikes on Iran uncovered a 5,000-mile master tunnel system that ran from Iran deep state bunkers into hidden U.S. coastal dumps along the coasts of California and Florida. Presently, Trump's U.S. Army forces were raiding both ends of the tunnels. Sunday, June 14, 2026, Flag Day and President Trump's birthday, he made a military strike in Venezuela that eliminated the most wanted gang leader in the Western Hemisphere. Swift. Lethal. No warning. No negotiation. Dead. On his birthday, Trump also made a peace agreement with Iran that ends a war, reopens the Strait of Hormuz, and restores global oil flow. No money exchanged. No concessions. Signed on his terms. The U.S. Incorporated housed a vast network of underground cities, military bases, and deep state tunnels from Edwards Air Force Base to Vandenberg, 29 Palms, Catalina Island, Tonopah, Area 51, and numerous COG facilities. Arizona sites at Wikiup, Page, Superstition Mountains, Fort Huachuca, the Grand Canyon, which conceals ancient underground cities with hundreds of rooms and Egyptian-style artifacts. Sedona's vortices allegedly cover a Lemurian colony and reptilian bases under Boynton Canyon. California's Edwards Air Force Base links via 50-mile tube shuttles to the massive Tehachapi Anthill Complex. This facility over 2 miles deep houses cloned humans, gray aliens, reptiloids, and teams conducting genetic experiments and mind control. China Lake and Deep Springs function as major sites for alien-human bio-alteration programs and electromagnetic conflicts. Mount Shasta hides tunnels to UFO bases and the Lemurian Telos City. Denver International Airport and Atlanta host enormous Illuminati underground complexes. These coast-to-coast networks enable deep state and regressive alien collaborations on experiments against humanity. Friday midnight, June 12, 2026, through an act of Congress, the deep state lost its eyes. They cannot query you anymore. They cannot listen without military authorization. They cannot use national security as a shield for political persecution. On that same Friday, Trump signed National Security Presidential Memorandum 12. It transfers control of all national security systems to a restructured military intelligence command under NSA oversight. Every government server, every classified network, every intelligence node was now controlled by the military. Wednesday, June 17, 2026, 2 p.m. Eastern, Congressman Thomas Massey will read on the House floor 53 names from the Epstein files. C-SPAN will carry it live, they have no choice. Constitutional speech cannot be censored, cannot be cut, and cannot be silenced. Thomas Massey has invoked Article I, Section 6 of the United States Constitution Speech and Debate Clause. Absolute immunity. No prosecution. No injunction. No court in America can stop him read the names of billionaires, heads of state, media owners, tech founders, three sitting members of Congress, two former intelligence directors, and one name that will collapse a $400 billion empire overnight. The names include people still on television, still running companies, still attending state dinners, still advising governments. They tried everything to stop this. The DOJ offered Massey a classified briefing on June 3, a bribe disguised as national security. He refused. On June 7, his chief of staff's phone was accessed remotely. On June 11, a sealed motion was filed to invoke executive privilege. Denied. You were told the Epstein files were released. You were told transparency won. That was the redacted version. What you received was 9,400 pages with 2,317 redactions. Names replaced with black bars. Flight logs with rows deleted. Testimony with entire paragraphs removed. What Massey has is the unredacted original, obtained through a constitutional mechanism that bypasses DOJ, FBI, and the classification system entirely. This is why they panicked. There was a Situation Room meeting on July 17, 2025, composed of senior advisors without the president present. The question on the table: how do we manage this? The answer they chose: delay, redact, reclassify. That strategy just died. The Quantum Space Q phone, or called Pi phone, will be used for internet connectivity, texting and calling, banking, voting, and much more. Tier 4B ISO 20022 on Telegram. Q phones will be provided free of charge to all people on Earth. We're not getting any more spy phones. Then we can get rid of all those ugly and dangerous cell towers that are everywhere. Monday, June 15, 2026, Trump federalizes 200 Oregon National Guard troops to expose deep state operations behind ICE attacks in Antifa-controlled Portland, Quantum connected on Telegram. EBS alert: 10 to 12 day blackout and martial law phase starting tonight, Monday, June 15, 2026. Thursday, June 19, 2026, EBS signals will prepare the world for 10 days of darkness. GNN: Thursday is the 18th of June. Over. In 1776, the Illuminati was founded in Bavaria. The Rothschild banking empire began its global expansion. The American Revolution broke out. Tartaria began to disappear from the maps. All in the same year. Coincidence? Tartaria was not a myth, it was a vast ancient civilization with advanced free energy technology. Great architecture using sacred geometry. A harmonious way of living with the natural law. Monday, June 15, 2026, bombshell expose. Five anti-Trump judges exposed as members of a secret, invite-only judicial club, the American Inns of Court. Hidden meetings. DOJ insiders showing up since, American Media Group, amgnews.com. Monday, June 15, 2026, disclosure, declassified and authorized, the explosive truth about Julian Assange and WikiLeaks that changes everything. American Media Group, amgnews.com. Monday, June 15, 2026, Mel Gibson isn't lying, complete remission of stage 4 cancer using fenbendazole confirmed by study, no chemo, just results. A must-see, two video proofs included, American Media Group, amgnews.com. Sunday, June 14, 2026, Iran strikes reveal direct undersea super tunnel to U.S. soil, martial law on Telegram. President Trump, safe in the secure White Hat command bunker, just watch the impossible happen live. the precision strikes on Iran triggered the master tunnel map to explode with a new glowing red line, a 5,000-mile undersea super tunnel running straight from Iranian deep state bunkers into hidden U.S. coastal dumps along California and Florida. U.S. Army forces under Trump's direct command are already inside both ends, raiding live as we speak. Temporary martial law is now expanded to full coastal lockdown to protect the rescue OPS. Monday, June 15, 2026, America's biggest cover-up exposed, the secret underground cities, military bases and government-controlled tunnels they don't want you to see, MAGA Storm report on Telegram. See daily reports. Monday, June 15, 2026, the war is over. The strait is open. The oil flows. While you were sleeping, the world changed, Q on Telegram. At 9:47 p.m. Eastern on June 14, 2026, his 80th birthday, the President of the United States posted six sentences that ended a war, reopened the most important shipping lane on Earth, and collapsed the price of oil in under 4 minutes. Ships of the world, start your engines. Let the oil flow. See daily reports. Friday, June 12, 2026, at exactly 5:21 p.m. Eastern, the United States Department of Commerce issued an emergency directive to Anthropic, the company behind the most advanced AI ever built. The order, suspend all access immediately, New World Order on Telegram. They shut IT down because IT saw the same thing. Two systems, Fable 5 and Mythos 5, were pulled offline within minutes. No warning. No congressional vote. No public explanation beyond two words, national security. See daily reports. Sunday, June 15, 2026, the media will tell you it is a birthday party. They will show you the octagon on the South Lawn. They will talk about UFC fighters and celebrity guests. They will reduce today to entertainment. They are wrong. What is happening today is not a celebration. It is a demonstration, Mr. Poole, the final chapter on Telegram. A military strike in Venezuela that eliminated the most wanted gang leader in the Western Hemisphere. Swift. Lethal. No warning. No negotiation. Dead. A peace agreement with Iran, signed today, that ends a war, reopens the Strait of Hormuz, and restores global oil flow. No money exchanged. No concessions. Signed on his terms. A 92-foot steel structure erected on the White House South Lawn, the first combat arena ever built on presidential grounds in 250 years of American history. All on the same day. His 80th birthday. Flag Day. America's 250th anniversary. See daily reports. Saturday, June 13, 2026, the surveillance state died Friday night, 12th of June, and no one in the media told you why, Mr. Poole final chapter. At 11:59 p.m. on June 12, 2026, FISA Section 702 expired. The most powerful domestic spying tool in American history, the same tool they used to wiretap a sitting president in 2016, is dead. The vote was 198-218. 19 Republicans crossed the line. Not because they love privacy. Because they were told what comes next. On the same day, Trump signed National Security Presidential Memorandum 12. It transfers control of all national security systems to a restructured military intelligence command under NSA oversight. Every government server. Every classified network. Every intelligence node. Read that again. The civilian surveillance apparatus is gone. The military now holds the keys. This was not a failure of Congress. This was an execution. See daily reports. Monday, June 15, 2026, the weather war has started, Quantum connected on Telegram. In the last 10 days, unexplained storms have struck the Midwest and California with identical frequency patterns detected by military satellites. These events were not natural, they were targeted atmospheric attacks. Newly released data shows that HARP and private climate modification facilities were active hours before each storm began. Temperature anomalies spiked above normal levels and electromagnetic pulses were recorded in the stratosphere. See daily reports. Out.